trans teen dominates competition at Minneapolis Girls Softball Championship. By Warner Todd Houston on May 30, 2025. The girls' softball team at Champlain Park High in Minneapolis is celebrating this week after transgender pitcher Marissa Rothenberger beat his opponents in back-to-back games, handing his school a first-time-ever shot at going to the state finals. Rothenberger, who claims to have started transitioning at the age of 9 and stands several inches taller than all the girls he faces or plays beside, pitched a shutout against the defending champion Rogers High on Thursday, with the final game ending in a 1-0 score, according to the Star Tribune. New, biological male Marissa Rothenberger pitches a shutout to advance to the Class 4A softball state tournament in Minnesota. Rothenberger changed genders at age 9 and now towers over the female competition. The trans player demolished the defending champs in pic.twitter.com/8tvgmwh2lk. Colin Rugg, at Colin Rugg, May 30, 2025. Marissa Rothenberger, who was born Charlie Dean, tearing through all female opponents, did not go unnoticed. Even in the deep blue, left-wing city of Minneapolis. Last week, a group of teenage girls filed a lawsuit against the state of Minnesota for allowing athletes born male to play in girls' sports. According to the filing, as a result of the state's discriminatory policy, males are displacing and defeating females in their own sports, violating the equal treatment and equal opportunities guaranteed by Title IX. FAU is an organization that advocates to protect fairness, safety, and equal opportunity for women and girls in sports. FAU members include Minnesota high school softball players who have been forced to compete against a male athlete. The softball team with the male athlete recently defeated last year's defending state champion team. Minnesota is failing its female athletes. The state is putting the rights of males ahead of females, telling girls their hard work may never be enough to win and that they don't deserve fairness and safety, said ADF legal counsel Suzanne Beecher. By sacrificing protection for female athletes, Minnesota fails to offer girls equal treatment and opportunity, violating Title IX's provisions. Our client, Female Athletes United, is right to stand up for its members by challenging the state's discriminatory policy and advocate for true equality in sports. The three girls who filed the lawsuit went on to explain why they feel unsafe facing the more powerful Rothenberger on the ball diamond as he hurls underhanded pitches at speeds the other girls cannot match. Meet Marissa Rothenberger, a 6-foot-tall male pitcher pretending to be a female, who has been dominating girls' high school softball in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Girls only hit 12% of his pitches, and he only allowed a single hit in a recent game. Even the announcers acknowledge his. pic.twitter.com/tpjtlwfvpj. Libs of TikTok, at LibsOfTikTok, May 8, 2025. Minnesota is one of 27 mostly deep blue states that allow transgender athletes to compete as females. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.